From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, told broadcast interviewers Sunday he would not be surprised if North Korea tests another missile, but downplayed the possibility of an imminent military confrontation.
There's nothing imminent. You've seen what the Defense Department has said on our side. You've seen the reporting about what the North Koreans are doing and not doing. There's nothing imminent today. But make no mistake about it, the continuation, the increased chance that there'll be a nuclear missile in Denver is a very serious threat, and the administration's going to treat it as such.
White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster insisted while the U.S. is militarily prepared, the Trump administration is trying every diplomatic means to resolve the issue. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said he supports President Donald Trump's strong rhetoric toward Kim Jong-un.
President Trump inherited a mess. To all those smart people who are criticizing his rhetoric and his policy, how well did you do? So I'm very pleased that Donald Trump has different rhetoric and different policies toward North Korea. His policy is never to allow the North Koreans the ability to hit the homeland with a nuclear-tipped ICBM. That is the right policy.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping agreed Saturday in a phone call. North Korea must stop its provocative and escalatory behavior. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Sunday called for a strike Monday, supporting his claim he was denied victory in last week's election. Addressing supporters, Mr. Odinga said the ruling Jubilee Party of President Uhuru Kenyatta shed blood and urged his supporters to stay away from work for a day. Friday, the country's election commission ruled Mr. Kenyatta won the election by over a million votes. An election Mr. Odinga's NASA coalition charged was rigged. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence Sunday said while Venezuela is on a path toward dictatorship, a peaceful solution to months of unrest and political turmoil is possible. Pence was speaking in Colombia at the start of a four-nation Latin American trip. Friday, President Trump said the U.S. would not rule out a military option, a remark Rice University Latin American analyst Mark Jones described as unhelpful.
The United States has no realistic plan nor desire to get involved in an internal conflict in Venezuela. And all the president has done there is create sympathy for President Maduro in Venezuela.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo said the president was trying to give the Venezuelan people hope in creating an opportunity for a restoration of democracy. U.S. authorities are investigating Saturday's clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia, between white supremacists and counter-protesters that left three dead and several injured. H.R. McMaster, White House National Security Advisor, defended President Trump's statement on the violence.
We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it.
Mr. Trump Saturday said he condemned many sides in the protests over the proposed removal of a monument to Civil War Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Northwestern University history professor Kevin Boyle said America's bloodiest conflict was more than just about slavery.
The Civil War was tangled up with questions of federalism and questions of states' rights, but those wouldn't have become questions that would have divided the country and caused a civil war, except to the extent that slavery drove the debate.
A civil rights investigation is underway after a woman was killed by a man who rammed a vehicle into the crowd Saturday. Two Virginia state policemen were also killed after their helicopter crashed monitoring the protest. Two aid groups have suspended migrant rescue efforts in the Mediterranean after expressing concern about threats by the Libyan Coast Guard. Save the Children and Germany's CI have joined Doctors Without Borders in halting operations to save thousands of migrants. Libya said it's extending its own search and rescue area to beyond a 12-mile limit. In Iraq, two U.S. soldiers were killed, five wounded, while conducting combat operations against Islamic State. The U.S. Defense Department made the announcement as the Sunni insurgency claimed it attacked U.S. forces east of Tal Afar, a town it controls west of Mosul. Nearly 100 people have died in landslides and heavy monsoons in India and Nepal. Dozens are reported missing and feared dead after 3 days of heavy downpours in southern Nepal. A landslide in northern India swept two buses off a road into a gorge, killing nearly 50. And Japan Monday said its economy grew 1% in the second quarter, equal to a robust 4% growth over the year, powered by consumer spending and capital expenditures. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.